Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we gonna have the word love in many different languages translated all through the track. So whenever you hear the word love, know that it's gonna be in a different language. The language of love cannot be translated. Yo. Love is blind, just see bright light. Grew up in the club, feeling the nightlife, looking for the right type. Love rushes to your heart, making it beat. When she swept you off your feet and made it complete. You know the plan, you had to conquer the world. Thinking you Scarface, looking for that perfect girl. And now you found her. Started with romantic, then got to frantic. Then things that's normally small become gigantic. Now y'all sinking like the Titanic, here comes the panic. Being with you like a habit, without you I can't stand it. It's tragic when you wonder when you lost that magic. Without understanding that you never had it. Try to grab it in the bag. Getting a nut off, communication cut off. Getting mad cause you turned on wondering when she shut off. Constantly comparing you to someone in my past. We don't smile anymore and we argue over cash. Advance to that physical shit. See what happens if you keep talking. See what happens if you lay a finger on me, motherfucker. Yo, see what I'm saying? It's like one big mind game that everybody playing at. Niggas say bitches is trife, bitches say niggas is. We just don't understand our fundamental differences. I'm still learning though. Actually, I just do what come naturally. Naturally, naturally. Women thrive on emotions, men refuse to acknowledge. So when we arguing, nobody wins. Words get in the way time and again. Sticks and stones break your bones, words break your heart. Whether you in touch with that part or not, say words. Words are weapons for the revolutionary. Used for evil, make the situation very scary. Word up, but love is brave. It flies in the face of fear. Yo, wherever you wanna go, love will take you there. Let's go. You know a flower that grow in the ghetto. Know more about survival than the one for fresh metals. It got love for the sun. That's where I'm coming from. Spit in this fashion cause I love rocking over drums. Word. I put my love into my music. If you with me, then you love how I do it. It's my heart you living in. Your ocean I'm swimming. And it never drowning, got me floating, watching you in slow motion. Love potion, overdosing, approaching the explosion of my senses. Every day without your heart is like a sentence in jail. Trust I'll always be mentally free. You got the key to let it out, I'll show you how it should be. Love, it ain't nothing but a word. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Yo, yo, yo. Love into my life like a miracle and it's reciprocal, that's why I'm feeling you love. We exhibit our natural behavior, like making love under the moon in Jamaica. Get you so high you call the name of the creator. The morning we hop back into action again. Up on the wall, loving how the sun blackened your skin. Remember when we explored the beach, swam in the ocean and saw beneath how the colors of the coral reef look like the illest floral piece. That's what your beauty remind me of. It's hard to find a love like ours, taking it high above. Mother does try to spit game, but I don't sweat it though. Knowing my heart that we connected, so I let it go. Now if they call you out your name, then that's a different thing. Anything but queen, I go to war like a king. Your friends sweat you cause you ain't got a band. But they don't understand some things are meant to stay between a woman and a man. And they ain't privy to it, so they try to get into it. Both you and me see through it, so the way we flow is fluid. We speak the love language, they speak from pain and anguish. Some don't love themselves, so their perception is tainted. Out they joint like shit, he paying for your rent. Missing the point when you rub me into your skin just like an ointment. It's more than pillow talk, it can't be translated. Learn how to speak it, and become emancipated. It's the language.
Love.
this is your girl, Raven the Serial Poet, and I want to welcome you to Raven's Random Rants. Tonight, we are going to get into what is your love language? Because at the end of the day, I know a lot of y'all have a lot of relationships or have had a lot of relationships that ended, and you're like, okay, I did everything right. I did this, I did that. I don't know what happened, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes, if you're loving someone beyond what their love language is, then that could be ultimately the demise of the relationship. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's not them. They may not even know what their love language is. But you know what? That's what I'm here for tonight. We going to get into it. But before I do, I just want to ask y'all, how was y'all day? Did y'all have a good day? Did y'all have a bad day? If you had a bad day, look, we going to shake that off. We going to relax, relate, and release. And we going to let these positive vibes flow in. Because at the end of the day, I am all about the positive vibes. So if you want to soak some of this in that I'm releasing, the number to dial is 914-205-5813. And that's 914-205-5813. But before we get into tonight's topic, we're going to take a very brief, and I do mean brief, musical break. And then we're going to come right on back. So, I'll see you in a minute.
I know how to speak your language.
Okay, I am back like I never left. So, again, to those who have just called in, I just want to let y'all know that tonight's topic is, what is your love language? If you want to get in on this topic, like I said, call in. The number is 914-205-5813. And press the 1 if you have an opinion or a suggestion or whatever, because here on Raven's Real Steel Radio, we believe in only feeling the real. So we're going to get into this nice hot topic for the night. What is your love language? So, those of you who may or may not know what a love language is, a love language is something that describes how we want to be loved by others or how others will choose to be loved by us. And it comes in 5 different languages, which is words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Everybody differs in one way or another when it comes to, you know, how they perceive love or receive love. And by learning to give the love in the way that speaks to them, you know, you may potentially make your relationship stronger. So, what we're going to do is, I think we should start off at words of affirmation. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to chop everything up. I'm probably going to do words of affirmation and extra service. And then we'll take a break. And then we'll get into, you know, receiving gifts and quality time, then take a break. And then end the show with physical touch. Because for me, physical touch is, you know, to me, the best love language, but that's only because that's my love language. Okay, so words of affirmation potentially means saying supportive things to your partner. Now, those of you who have been in relationships for a while should know, like, if you're with someone and every time you compliment them, they blush, or if you encourage them in some type of way, they get very giddy and excited, that's because potentially that's their love language. Like, for instance, if you congratulate your partner and tell them, you know what, you did a great job, and you look attractive, or, you know, thank them for doing something, most of the time, if they get excited, like I said, or if they be like, oh my God, babe, you know, I didn't know that you noticed, or I didn't know that you were paying attention, that's one of those things that you definitely have to be aware of when a person's love language is words of affirmation. Because, you know, if you're giving someone acts of service, yeah, you know, that's great and everything, and but if they don't appreciate it, it's not the fact that they're being ungrateful. It's the fact that that's not their love language. You can sit up there and clean the whole entire house, the garage, cut the grass, cut the hedges, and things like that. They're going to probably thank you, but they still going to be like, well, you know, that's all great and everything. Thank you for that, but they're not going to get excited about it. You know. Now, I used to think that words of affirmation was my love language because I would get, I would blush every time my former girlfriend would tell me, oh, you're so beautiful, you You know, your personality is awesome. I just love your sense of humor. It used to make me feel some type of way, but it didn't make me feel excited. Like, it didn't tickle my fancy, as they say. It was definitely not my love language. And I think for her, she didn't know that, so she's thinking that, okay, I'm saying all these things, I'm doing all these things, and, you know, potentially she's not even receiving what I am telling her. Or she probably thought that, oh, well, dang, you know, she's that damaged from former relationships to where it's like she is not receptive of these compliments. It had nothing to do with that. It wasn't the fact that I had no low self-esteem. It had no fact, you know, it had nothing to do with the fact that, you know, I was damaged or anything like that. But it had everything to do with the fact that, yeah, that was my love language. And, you know, honestly, you know, I wasn't told that enough. I feel as though somebody's love language is created from the moment of childhood to adulthood. I feel as though whatever you receive more growing up, that's what potentially your love language is going to end up being once you get older. Now, for me, growing up, I was, quote unquote, the man of the house. You know, once my father was out the picture, I did the cutting of the grass. I upkept, you know, the hedges and things like that. If anything needed to be built or fixed around the house, I did those things. And so because of those things being done, that led me to believe that my mom, you know, rest in peace, my mom's love language must was acts of service. Because the moment that I did those things, not only did her mood change, but she was almost in a very, you know, euphoric stage. It's almost like I just made her entire week or day or whatever the case may be, even though it used to kill me. Because I don't know if I have any listeners from Louisiana or any of the southern states, but you know, cutting grass or doing anything outside is potentially a heat stroke. Like, it's dangerous. You will potentially pass out trying to do anything outside, especially if you don't have no water or shade or any of those things. But I did those things because I noticed that it made her happy. And, you know, anything that I could do to make the most important people in my life happy, I'm going to do. Now, going back to words of affirmation, I don't know whether y'all have, you know, if you're listening to the playback or if you're on the line listening, when people compliment you, do you say thank you? Or are you one of those type of people to where you would be potentially like, oh, me? You talking about me? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I just threw something together, or, you know, I did this last minute, and, you know, oh, it's not all of that. You know, people that potentially react in those manners, y'all have a little hint of word affirmation in y'all love language. It may not be fully there, but it's a little hint of it, because, you know, they have a lot of people that would sit up there and think that physical touch is their love language, when really, you know, they love receiving gifts. But if someone loves to receive gifts that will provide physical touch, that's when you have a mixture of two languages in one. And I feel as though some people feel as though your love language has to be one thing or the other. Just because there's five love languages doesn't mean you have to pick one. Hell, your love language could be all five, or it could be a mix. I know mine's for effective physical touch, but I'm not going to front. Quality time is too. I love physical touch and I love quality time. If you pick a movie and we cuddling in the bed while watching the movie, bam, quality time and physical touch. You know, you don't always have to pick one thing. I hate that people feel as though they just have to choose what it is that they like in life. Like, what happened to the variety? What happened to spontaneity? What happened to people just going with the flow? It's like we have become so stagnant and stale in life, especially when you get older. It's a lot of older people that's set in their ways, and they feel like, oh, well, you know, I like quality time, but who got time for that? Who got time to be watching movies? Who got time to be doing all this extra stuff? If you're in a relationship, especially if you're married or you've been in a relationship for a very long time, you have to find ways to keep things fresh. You have to find ways to keep things new. You have to find ways to pique the interest of the person that you're with. Because let's just be honest. If you've been with somebody for a long time, 9 times out of 10, y'all don't got into arguments about quality time and not spending time and not going on dates, or even if you get into arguments about bills can sometimes cut into quality time because you're working all the time to try to make ends meet, to try to make sure, you know, y'all are okay. And if you have kids, you try to make sure they're okay. And if you have grandkids, you try to make sure that they're okay. So it's like it's a cycle of things that spiral out of control. But when you're in a relationship, you have to make sure that at the end of it, that y'all are okay. The kids gonna be okay. The grandkids are going to be okay. But y'all are not gonna be okay if y'all not putting the work and the effort into y'all's relationship. And that's just the bottom line. I know a lot of people may agree with me, disagree, or agree to disagree, or whatever the case may be. But fact is fact. I remember my big mama telling me that when it comes to marriage, when it comes to building a relationship with somebody that you potentially want to grow old with, the kids come last. And I know a lot of people will be like, what? The kids come last? Yes. You want to know why I say the kids come last? Because the way my big mama explained it to me is, she said, when the kid leaves, especially if you prepare them for life's journey, when they leave, you're going to be left with you and your spouse. You know, it's you and your spouse left in the house that y'all built the family in. But if you allow life journey to neglect the relationship or the marriage that y'all have built because y'all let the kids get in the way, you let work get in the way, you let life in general get in the way, the kids going to be gone and you're going to be stuck in the house by yourself. And y'all on separate ends of what y'all thought when y'all started the journey together that y'all would end it together. You can't allow the life to interfere in something so beautiful and powerful as love. Like, love is one of those things that is so powerful if you allow it to take hold of you. You know, it's one of those things that's just beautiful and wonderfully made. And when I think about love, it's one of those things that make me warm on the inside. It makes me feel like anything is possible. And a lot of people can't really say that because it's like if you go through enough, you know, breakups, heartache, or whatever the case may be, it comes to a point to where people decide to be bitter and jaded and just miserable. And the reason why I say they decide is because when it comes to how you react after a heartbreak, that is your decision. That is your choice. Nobody else's. You can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody stay with you. You definitely can't make somebody love you the way that you deserve to be loved. You can teach them, but if they don't retain the information, then pretty much what you're teaching them is falling on deaf ears. And that's just the bottom line. And you have to be honest with yourself when things like that happen. You know, you can't allow something as weak as heartbreak to kill the power of love that you have. That's why I believe in, if something doesn't work out and you start something new with someone else, you do not and should not bring your baggage from a past relationship to your new one. Because if that's the case, you might as well stay single until you unpack your own bag. But don't expect for somebody new to come into your life and help you unpack all your insecurities and your doubts. That is not their job. That is your job. But enough of that. Because I can get into that topic. Y'all already know. Because I think we had a show about that last year. About, you know, making relationships work. And I'm a firm believer that if you can make it work, make it work. But if you feel as though you're the only one fighting for the relationship, let that thing go. I'm just saying. So, we're going to move right on along to the second love language, which is acts of service. I was about to say acts of love. Now, you know, when you let your words run together like that, you just got to slow down and think. So, acts of service is the second love language we're going to be talking about. And that's basically when your partner helps you, you know, with tasks around the house to help ease your stress, to help reduce your burden, you know, to help you kind of breathe through your day a little bit easier. Because let's be honest. When one person is doing all the cleaning, the grocery shopping, maintenance of the car, or whatever the case may be, it can become quite overwhelming. But when you have a partner that sees, you know, that see that you're overwhelmed and just decide to pitch in, you cannot tell me that that is not a good feeling. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that if your partner know that, you know, groceries is running low in the house and they take it upon themselves to go grocery shopping because they potentially know what y'all need for the house and they, you know, do it. Don't have to ask, don't have to tell them. They just do it and come back and like, oh, babe, I went grocery shopping. You know, don't worry about it. I'll put everything up. I know where everything goes. And, you know, allow you to just relax for that day. Or maybe, you know, they see dishes in the sink. Whether you have a dishwasher or not, if somebody goes that extra mile to load the dishwasher or to wash the dishes and be like, well, babe, you took the time to cook. The least I can do is do the dishes. That is true acts of service. And I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in gender roles and all this and that. Oh, the man got to take out the garbage. The man got to wash the car, any of those things. Ladies, y'all fought for equal opportunities, equal rights, and all this type of stuff. I think it should go both ways. I think, you know, if you cook and he washed the dishes, I mean, yeah, if you cook and he decides to wash the dishes, what's wrong with if y'all both have, you know, y'all both sharing a car, and, you know, he put the gas in while you can't wash the car? I'm just saying, what's wrong with if he rakes the leaves while you can't cut the grass? Now, unless y'all in one of those type of situations to where the man is like, oh, yeah, you know, all I want you to do is take care of the kids in the house, nah, that's different. Because he pretty much told you that's what he wants. He wants you barefoot and pregnant, cooking, and taking care of the kids in the house, and everything else he got. But see, there's a problem with that. Okay? And I want y'all to hear me out. Don't jump down my throat. Don't inbox me no crazy stuff. And even if you do inbox me some crazy stuff, be prepared for my rebuttal. But because I've been through some things in my 40 years and I've seen some things, I feel like women and men should potentially be prepared for life hiccups. And what a hiccup is potentially, you know, let's say y'all get into a marriage, y'all get married, y'all starting life's journey, you know, y'all happy, y'all living y'all best life, you know, he's working, he might have told you, okay, I don't want you to work, I want you to stay home with the kids, take care of the bills, take care of the house. He's the sole breadwinner. But here comes life hiccup. Unfortunately, the company that he's working for is downsizing. So he just got laid off. Y'all have no cushion. Y'all have no savings. Let's say, you know, y'all might have two kids and a dog. Y'all have two cars. And y'all have a mortgage. How is that getting paid if he's the sole breadwinner? Like, how? What are you going to do? Are you going to downsize? Are you going to leave the house and try to find work to help out? Those are some of the things that you have to think about while you're building a life that it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful when you can build a life to where you don't really have to do much or act too much. And, you know, you're pretty much the housewife. But one thing about life, life will throw a wrench in your plan. And don't give you no instructions on how to fix it. And I'm going to try to get this quote right. I think I heard it on a movie or something. And I think it goes like, if you want to hear the best joke ever, tell God your plan and watch how he shows you that, yeah, your plan is not going to go the way that you want them to. And that's true. Because, you know, we have all these plans for our life. Oh, you know, I want to be successful. I want to own a business. I want to be a millionaire. I want to do this. I want to do that. But if it's not for you, guess what? It's not for you. You can want it till you're blue in the face, but if it's not for you, then it's not for you. So let's throw ginger rolls out the window. Acts of service is one of those things that I feel as though should be unisex. You know, it should not be one-sided. And the only reason why I could say it is because I've been on both ends of it. You know, I was in a hetero relationship for a very long time. But I was one of those type of people to where I hate procrastination. Procrastination is one of those things that really irks my nerves. I hate to wait on somebody who say they're going to do something and then you're waiting for them to do it and then it's the next day and you remind them, oh, you know, are you going to take the garbage out? Oh, yeah, I forgot, blah, 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 blah. No. So instead of nagging and instead of getting frustrated and instead of waiting, do it yourself. They always say if you want something done right, do it yourself. I agree. And I'm like that to this day. Even though, you know, I've been in, you know, lesbian relationships and things like that where they try to put gender roles in our relationship, and I don't get that, and we're not going to get into that topic tonight, maybe another night. But, yeah, if I can physically do it myself, I'm going to do it myself. Because if I ask you, this is my thing. I live by the three-strike method. Three strikes. If I have to ask you more than three times to do something simple that I can easily do myself, oh, trust and believe, you don't have to worry about me asking you to do it a fourth time, because the fourth time that I even think about it and it hasn't been done or whatever the case may be, I'm going to get up and do it myself, and I dare you to sit up there like, oh, babe, you know what I'm saying? I was about to get it, this, that, and the other. No. It's at the end of the freaking week. I told you Monday to take the garbage out. I told you Monday this needs to be done. Or whatever the case may be. If it's Thursday and what I asked you to do hasn't been done and I reminded you each day leading up to Thursday and you procrastinated and put it off, now I'm going to get up and do it. And anybody that's in my life right now, know that it would be very difficult for me to do it right now. But if I can do it right now in the current state that I'm in, and you're of able mind and body, and you procrastinate, yo, have no respect for you. None. So don't ask me to do something. Don't tell me to do something. Because at this point, you're letting me know that certain things is important for you to do and certain things aren't. And I just don't get with that. You know, I would never, you know, do something or tell you to do something that I would not, if I'm able to do it, I would do myself. And that's why extra service is so important. It's like the yin and yang of love languages. It really is. If he put the gas in the car, you wash it. If she cooks, you wash the dishes. If he cut the grass, you rake the leaves. Like, it's not hard. It really isn't. Or better yet, if she sweeps, why don't you mop? Vice versa. Every now and again, you know, surprise her and clean the bathroom. Because I ain't gonna front. I ain't gonna say all men, but a good vast majority of y'all men, y'all nasty. How do you miss a big ass hole and pee on the seat and the floor? Like, how? How does that happen? I'm willing to understand. I'm willing to comprehend and retain the information of how do you do that. Just how? Because at this point, I'm convinced that y'all say suck the toilet and just pee on the floor. Now, women, y'all not off the hook either. Y'all are not off the hook either. Because I know y'all's men or y'all's girlfriend or whoever you're dating at this present moment are tired of seeing y'all. You know, women, we have to be mindful when our cycles are on that we're not leaving evidence of it behind. You know, we have, you know, some of us have this attitude that, well, he know I'm on my period, she know I'm on my period, so blah, 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 they just gonna have to deal with it. No. Mm-mm. No. You have to be mindful of your own hygiene. If you know you are not the freshie, if you know you have situations, it is your duty as a woman to make sure if you have little red rain, that's what I'm going to call it, if you rain in red on the seat or on the floor or whatever, that y'all have Clorox wipes to wipe that shit up. It is no excuse for anybody's bathroom to be unkept. So that's why I believe that if you're in a marriage or a relationship, that both people should share the responsibility of the household so they can appreciate what the other person goes through day to day when they have to clean up after them. After each other. Because let's be honest. If you are one of those people that have to use every pot in the kitchen to cook every day, use every utensil to cook every day, and then when the person comes behind you and have to pretty much wash those dishes by hand, because the dishwasher, you know, that's without, you load it up, you go about your business. But if a person has to wash all those things by hand, and you're like, oh, I don't know what you're complaining for, you're just washing dishes, let them do the same thing to you. Let them do it to you. Because I'm a firm believer in, if you would not want me to do that to you, don't do that to me. If you cannot handle the pressures of what it is that I'm providing to you, because you dish it out first, and I don't want to hear none of that tit for tat. No, it's not tit for tat. It's definitely one of those things where if you do it to me, be comfortable with me doing it to you. Treat me like you would want to be treated. So if you treat me like I'm your maid, butler, gardener, pool boy, Instacart runner, Uber driver, whatever the case may be, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same in return. And no, it's not being petty. It's showing someone that if you are comfortable treating me in that light, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Period. And that's why I say extra service is one of those things that in certain relationships can make or break a relationship, honestly. Because if you with somebody that is just sloppy, junky, unkept, just like to leave things where they leave things or whatever the case may be, y'all not going to make it. You could be anal, OCD, organized, whatever the case may be. Eventually what's going to end up happening is you're going to notice eventually that the chores around the house is all on you. Everything that's dealing with the house, outside of the house, inside of the house, is all on you. And once you realize that, what ends up happening is little arguments will happen. And little arguments turn into big arguments. And I ain't talking about, you know, stuff about like replacing toilet paper rolls on the, yeah, not stuff like that, but it would be little stuff. Because what ends up happening is you end up nitpicking. And women, you know, be good for that. We would nitpick a person to death and be like, well, why you didn't do this? You saw this needs to be done. Why you didn't do this? This, that, and the other, whatever the case may be. And then, of course, the masculine energy, whether it's female or male, the masculine energy that you're in a relationship with, it's going to be like, well, you know what I'm saying, you normally do it, so I figured you was going to do it eventually. See, stuff like that would make your acts of service love language turn into one of those things that would be like, you know what? I don't need to deal with this. I don't need to deal with your junk. I don't need to deal with your mess. And what ends up happening is you end up saying, you know what? Fuck it. You is not that fine. The sex is not that good. The money is not that great for me to stay in this relationship. And that's just real. Whether you agree with me, disagree with me, or agree to disagree, that is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And you can't tell me no different. Y'all cannot tell me that if you're with someone, whatever your, you know, sexual orientation is, y'all can't tell me that if your acts of service, love language, is someone helping you with the chores around the house, but you're the only one doing it and the other person is waiting on you to do it because, yeah, they not going to do it. They not going to do it. They don't see why they should do it because you're doing it all the time. That's very important for us to teach people how to love us. And if they don't love us the way that we deserve to be loved, I ain't talking about that bare minimum shit. No. Anybody can do the bare minimum. Anybody can be like, well, you know, I know it's not done the way you do it, but, you know, at least I did. That's one of those underhanded, tight, like, I'm just going to do it because I don't want to hear your mouth about it. Or that, like, well, you know, I did it, but I didn't want to do it, but, you know, if I didn't do it, I was going to have to hear his mouth about it. It's one of those things where it's a catch-22. That's why before y'all even get into these relationships, especially us lesbians, because we move fast as hell, I don't see how you meet on Sunday and get married by Saturday, and then you trying to figure, you like, oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know why it didn't work. Did y'all communicate? Do y'all even know what each other's middle name is? Do y'all? But we're not going to get into that. We're going to say that for another night. Possibly next week. We're going to get into that. And please, that show will be for everybody. That will be strictly for lesbians only, because only lesbians understand what I'm going to be talking about that night. And I will be talking about my shit that night. Because it's just strictly. At how, you know, people just feel like if they do something for you, you should be happy about it. But shit, I didn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my job. I ain't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to complain about it, if you're going to make a big deal about it, you know, this, that, and the other. Why? You don't have that type of attitude about it. Don't even worry about doing it. Don't worry about it. And that's true. Because I don't need, one thing you don't want when it comes to extra service and words of affirmation, you do not want somebody in your life that you're in a relationship that you just head, heels, in love with, and you know, they, you just think of them, and the moment y'all get into it about them, you know, they call out your name, they know that you insecure about your weight, so they call you out about that. They know that you know you don't have no edges, so they call you out about that. They know that, you know what I'm saying, you may not be able to do some stuff around the house physically. So they're like, well, you know, you better be glad I'm able to do that because, you know, just because you can't do it, you know, I ain't have to do it. It's just, you have to be careful who you get into these relationships with. That they loving you the way that you deserve to be loved. Because just like I said at the top hour, that's one of those things that can make you. It can make you a beautiful person. You know, you just skipping through the daisies. You riding on unicorns while Skittles is raining down from, you know, the rainbows of the, like, love is one of those things that make you feel like you float on fairy dust. You higher than high. But then also they have some people that are coming to your life and make you feel like love ain't shit. Like it's always raining and thundering. It's flooding outside. It's an eclipse for 40 days and 40 nights. It's a hurricane and a tornado. It's a king cobra and an anaconda. It's a tidal wave and a storm. They have people like that. And they treat you that way because you allow it. They treat you that way because they can, because you allow it. And I don't pretend to know everything. I don't love, because I won in love and I've lost in love. But one thing about it is, I know what I want and I know what I deserve. Why? Because I love myself every day. And if you can't catch my energy when it comes to loving me, oh, boo, stay in your lane. Don't merge with mine. And that's on period. Now, what we going to do is we are about to take a musical break so we get to the second half of the show to discuss these last three love languages, because the last three, I want to say I'm probably like a mix of the last three, maybe, sort of, kind of, I don't know, but we'll see when we get back. But like I said, if you want to learn about love languages, if you listen to the playback or whatever the case may be, make sure you take notes, make sure you know what it is that you want. Because if you don't know what it is that you want when it comes to these relationships, oh, boo-boo. You're going to be sitting there fighting tooth and nail in a relationship, and you're going to be trying to figure out why. But I see we have a caller that just called in, and I don't want to take a musical break on that. So we're going to go to and see what's cracking. Hello, caller. Welcome to Raven's Rest. Are you ready to speak your thrill?
Yeah, I'm ready to speak.
All right, give me your opinion about this topic of what is love language.
Actually, I like all the points you had, but I think you're missing a huge one. I think you're missing that spiritual. I think you're missing the spiritual aspect. I think you nail it. Like, a lot of key points on, like, what is in the flesh, like touch, you know, showing compassion.
Yeah, we Yeah, we're going to list the last three love matches in the second half. This half, we discussed affirmations and
yeah, but where's the talk? Where's the talk about God in your relationship? Because I think that's the most important.
Well, you're right about that, but I feel as though a lot of people, and I'm not going to say everybody, but they have a lot of people nowadays that is more spiritual. Yeah, they know
That's the same as saying that touch is, you know, just feeling. So, like, you're not actually explaining to me, you're making a new definition out of God. So, like, when you talk about spiritual than religious, that I could say to you, what importance is touch? It's feel. So, no, that, like, I would like to talk to you about this because God has to be in your relationship. You know, God has to lead the man to lead his household. God has to, you know, inspire the woman to be a mother in her house. That is essential to a happy relationship. A man is way happier when he provides, has children, and his wife is at home providing in the household. A woman is much happier when she's barefoot and pregnant.
Sure about that?
I'm very sure about that.
Here in 2021, you feel it.
I don't care. Do you want to have kids? Do you want to have kids?
Sweetie, I have a daughter.
Would you give up your daughter for like a good position at a bank?
If it's two incomes, is better than one at this point.
No. That's not what I'm asking. Would you give up your daughter a position at a bank?
No.
So evidently having a child makes you happier than having a wage.
My daughter makes me happier, yes.
I'm not saying earning money isn't a good thing. But I would imagine that someone who has a daughter would say that having a child is much more productive as a woman than, you know, working for men who don't value you.
This is my thoughts on that, and I want to understand very clearly. I was in a marriage, God rest his soul.
Why did you leave your marriage? Why are you like a whore of Babylon? Why did you leave your marriage?
You don't even know me to call me a whore in Babylon. My husband.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you left your husband, and I'm guessing you sleep with other men.
No.
So the Bible would call you a whore.
No. No, sweetie.
Okay.
You know me, and you don't know me. And
calm
we're
down,
not going to make
calm
this
down.
Show about anything spiritual. And we're
not
going to definitely
that's love. That's love.
Love languages is what I'm discussing. Now, if you want to speak something spiritual, you need to call a different show.
You think you can have a love language without God?
You could definitely have a love language without God. Yes, you can.
So you can have no moral, you know, values in your household and still have a good relationship?
You can have any household that you want and have a beautiful relationship.
So why did you and your husband not work?
Because when we got married, very young, and when we met, we were not compatible.
How old were your grandparents when they got married?
I wouldn't know because they was dead before I was even born.
But would you say that back in the day people married at a young age?
What I would say is back in the day people got married because they had to. It was like arranged marriages.
America never had a cult.
If you go back, sweetie, I want you to go back in history, and I want you to know.
Name one law. Name one law. Name one law. Name one law in America that says that there is a caste system or arranged marriage. I would love you to pull that up.
I want you to name one religion that does not have arranged marriages.
Would you agree?
Since you want to make this about religion and men taking care of the household, I want to understand, why is it more women committing suicide because of the marriage they're in, because they're unhappy?
It's because women have been told to take a manly role. We're telling women to go out and work. We're telling women to be men, and that's dangerous to women. And you have men who don't leave their household. Wait. We have men who leave their households, who don't take care of their children, and all they want to do is have sex with a woman. They don't take on that responsibility. The failures of women are not the failure of women. Mm-hmm. The failure of women is the failure of man. There's no way I can say that I'm supposed to leave you and then blame you for your failures. That's my failure. That's the failure of man.
Mm-hmm. Now, that I could agree with.
Okay, then you should agree that women should submit.
I don't believe in roles or anything. I am what they consider to be.
Because this is innate. There's no education that can change this. I mean, you sound very educated, you know, but there's no education that can change this. That natural response is innate. You said that the failure of women is, you know, reflecting the failure of men. So if you don't believe that men are supposed to lead, how is the failure of women reflective of the failure of man? Your ideology doesn't make sense. Mine does. Men should lead the house. Men should pay the bills.
You think that it does, sweetie. You think that they don't think your thought process reflects on what you believe. But this is 2021, not 1942.
I'm not worried about the year. I know for a fact that I'm a married man with three kids, and my wife doesn't have to work.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where do you live?
Charleston, South Carolina.
What state do you live in?
South Carolina.
That explains a lot. You have a good night. Don't nobody think that way. If you don't take that old school way of thinking and go somewhere with yourself, no, we're not about to do it. Not on this show. This is a show where we believe in 100% real. You're not about to talk me on my show, so you need to sit somewhere else. I believe that women should be do what they want. Men should be able to do what they want. What is your love language? What is your love spirituality? Now, what is your love belief? What is your love language? Thank you for calling in and trying to give me your brainwashed thoughts of whatever it is that you're trying to say. But no, not on this show. Positive vibe only, positive energy only. You almost got me out my character, but me being who I am not going to allow that to happen. So continue listening if you like, but we're going to take a brief musical break, and I'm about to go get me a drink. 1940s is a myth, please.
You probably think it's pointless. I promise it's the little things that you do that many wanna give it up to you. You know I do. You do me. You hold it down with every word you speak. all night. You the medication when I'm feeling nice. Yes, that's the kind of shit I like. DJ, how about you? I'm not learning what it like. I want you to keep speaking my language, baby, talking shit all night. Why? What a double backer do the same thing. Why? A question, something that I can't deny. Let my baggage up the door, claim your mind. Oh my, you soothe me. You hold it down with every word you speak. Oh, baby, been a minute since I had something to say. Baby, pardon my French, but could you speak in tongues? Never lost in translation, cause you know how to want, boy. Treat it just like Givenchy, it's expensive to taste. Ain't no need to remind ya, it's like tea in your face. If you don't keep speaking my love language, you could talk shit all night. You the medication when I'm feeling nice, is that the kind of shit I like? Head over my shoes like war. Know you like it inside your running, cause you just my see that you wanted a slow mo. I know what you had before. Your ex-girlfriend don't want no more. I ain't tryna find no leads. I'm just gonna make you my home.
Hey y'all, I'm back like I never left. Welcome to Raven's Random Rant. What is your love language? This is your girl, Raven the Serial Poet, back with the second half of the show. If you want to call in and spill your real respectfully, the number to dial in is 914-205-5813. That is 914-205-5813. Press that 1 to respectfully spill your real. To those of you who inbox me, I am fine. Trust and believe. One thing about it is I was raised in Louisiana until I left at the age of 37. So I am used to men who have the whole prehistoric caveman knock their wife in the head and have them dragging in the house type mentality. But what you will not do is call in, ask me a question, and don't allow me to answer the question because you want to overtalk me to make your point. That's what we're not going to do. Not here. So, we're going to continue on to the show. I am fine. Those of you who are in, those of you who are inboxing me and DMing me, I am fine. Trust me, I don't allow people to take me out of my character anymore. It's a waste of energy. So, we're going to continue on to the third love language, which is receiving gifts. And when it comes to receiving gifts, those things can be anything from the very thoughtful or to the very extravagant. Because, you know, when you receive a gift, you know how we always say, oh, it's the thought that counts. To a lot of people, they really believe that. They really do. It's like one of those things where you're like, oh, man, like, you got me this. Like, what made you get it? Just because I was thinking about you and I saw this and I knew you would love it. Now, I ain't going front. I think that's where I went wrong in a lot of my relationships. Because I thought they, love language was receiving gifts. So I used to always be the type to, oh, well, I saw this cologne and I thought you would like it. I saw this shirt and I thought you would like it. I saw this purse and I thought you would like it. And, you know, they loved it. You know, of course, they was appreciative or whatever the case may be. But they didn't love it. Like, they wasn't, like, excited. They wasn't like, oh, my God, like, I was thinking about this for, oh, my God, like, babe, this is what I always wanted. They just was like, you know, thank you, you know. I didn't know I needed this, but thank you. Like, and a lot of us, we get upset and stuff like that when stuff like that happens, but we can't get upset because you loving somebody in the wrong language. You know, you getting them, you know, purses and suits or dresses and stuff like that. And really, all they probably want to do is spend quality time with you. Or probably, you know, they want you to wash the damn dishes because you took the time to dirty the motherfuckers. But, you know, sometimes you just have to, you have to be very observative, for lack of better words. You have to be very observative. And that's where communication comes in. Communication is key when you get to know somebody. You know, I think a lot of times when you're courting someone, and a lot of y'all don't court no more. You know, y'all go from having having text relationships to phone relationships to, you know, y'all not really asking them heavy hitting questions about, you know, how a person wants to be loved, what they expect, what they need, what they want, or whatever the case may be in a relationship. And, you know, if you did those things, if you ask those heavy-hitting questions about a person and what they expect in a relationship, then what ends up happening is you can eliminate potentially whether or not y'all would be a good fit or a good match. Because the last thing that you want to do is be with someone who does not serve you, your love language. Like, love language is one of those things, either you speak, you know, either you speak it fluently or you're going to get lost in translation. And most of the time, it's the latter. Some of y'all get lost in translation. You don't understand why a person is upset. You don't understand why a person is sad or whatever the case may be because of something that you did that you thought was a good idea. But it potentially was not a good idea. You know, you sitting up there, you giving, you know, your wife or your girlfriend a gift certificate or a gift card or whatever the case may be to like a gym or something. You know what that potentially reads in some women's minds? In some women's minds, you know, I ain't going to say all because some, you know, some women sounds like, oh my God, you know, I get to go to the gym for like a year on you paid for it.
like some women will get excited about that. But majority, a vast majority of women will be like, wait, what you trying to say? You calling me fat? You trying to say I need to lose weight? That sparks a whole nother argument. When I say argument, like nothing you could say or do will make a difference. Nothing you could say or do will make a difference. Like, they was just upset. They mad as hell. So, you know, you have to communicate and see what it is exactly that they like. And it's like with the whole giving of gifts thing, you also have to pay attention and be observative of what it is exactly their style is. You know, now as far as colors, you should already know each other's favorite colors already. That should be discussed on week one. Like week one, y'all should know what each other's color is. You should remember it. You should remember, you know, things like that. Because what ends up happening is, let's say you decide to give them a gift. And maybe you want to put it in a gift bag or wrap the box in their favorite color because, you know, it's going to just put that extra something on it when you give it to them. But if y'all don't communicate and discuss those things, like, you could be potentially giving somebody a gift that you might have gave to somebody in your former relationship in this relationship, and then they're going to be like, okay, who you bought this gift for? Then that's a whole nother conversation, argument, or whatever the case may be. You, bruh, you do not want to do those things. You do not want to sit up there and say, well, it's the thought that counts. Well, you must be thinking about somebody else because this gift was not made for me. Or it was not bought with me in mind. So you have to be careful when you do things like that, when you buy gifts and things like that, because potentially it could make a beautiful day amazing, or it can make a beautiful day turn out to be just disastrous and you trying to figure out what the hell happened. That's just the bottom line. All right, so we talked about that. We talked about giving the gift. Now we're going to mosey on over to the fourth love language, which is quality time. Now, I ain't going to front. Quality time is one of those things where I think I will always have an issue finding that in a person. Because people nowadays don't stay consistent. They don't. They don't stay consistent, you know, consistent when it comes to quality time. Like, they will start the relationship off, give you all the time in the world, but the moment that they feel as though they got you, then they want to fall out, and then you try to figure out, okay, what the hell happened? Like, we started out hot, now we cold. Ain't even lukewarm. It's cold. And you're like, okay, if things don't get better, especially if you address it, and if they don't potentially try to fix it, what ends up happening is, I honestly believe that's where a lot of relationships end, and sometimes potentially people cheat. And I'm not saying that it's right. Trust and believe, I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe that that is the way to go in life when it comes to relationships. But if your partner is asking for your undivided attention because they want to have a very deep conversation with you, or they want to spend some special quality time with you, and you can't even take the time to just check out of your life and step into the bubble that y'all created for y'all. That's the set of problems that will cause a domino effect. I ain't gonna front. It will cause a domino effect. Because what ends up happening is, perfect example. And I love this example so much because it's some real stuff that I feel as though people can relate to. Okay, let's say you haven't talked to your significant other because life has taking a hold of both of y'all. He's coming and going, she's coming and going, or whatever your, you know, relationship is, or whatever the case may be. They're coming and going. You're coming and going. Y'all have no room for quality time. Y'all can't even sit and have dinner together, or watch a movie together, or whatever the case may be. Now here comes. Y'all finally have one day off together. One day. And on that day that y'all have off together, you're thinking, okay, we finally have this day off together. We're going to spend quality time. We're going to do some of the things that we've been putting off doing. We're going to go on a date or whatever the case may be. And so you start the morning beautiful. You know, y'all might end up making love in the morning, eat some breakfast, the day just starting off blissful, you know, lunch come around, y'all eating and watching a movie together, and here comes the nighttime. You done made reservations for y'all to go out to eat dinner. But here they come saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm about to go hang out with my boys. Oh, I'm about to go hang out with my girls. Wait a minute. You said we going out to dinner. Oh, yeah, we can do that another time. We already spent the beginning of the day together. You know, I haven't seen my boys or my girls in a minute. So what ends up happening is one of two things. The first thing that ends up happening is they be like, oh, okay, well, you know, I just canceled the reservation. You know, you go and you have fun. Or oftentimes, what ends up happening is it ends up in an argument. Well, we haven't spent, you know, it's the first time in months that we spent together. This, that, the other. And your boys and your girls, you think they, you know, if you love them so much, you fuck them or whatever. It ends up in an argument. More times than none. And the sad part about that is that happens so very often. So very often. But when you know your person's, if you know your person's love language is quality time, you might as well play that day. Especially if y'all haven't done anything in months. When you talk about days, we really not talking about weeks, but if it's been months and y'all finally got one day out of months of nothing, yo, your boys and your girls gonna have to wait. Like, next time, like, look, on my next day off or whatever case may be, then, you know, we'll link up then, but I got to spend quality time with my girl or my dude or whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, your boys and your girls is if your boys is servicing you the way your girls service you, then y'all have another problem going on, and vice versa. If your girls are servicing you the way your dude is servicing you, then that's a whole nother conversation. I'm just saying, like, woo, like, yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. But quality time is one of those things you can't compromise on. I don't care what anybody say. If somebody that you're with, they love language is quality time, do not plan anything else for that day. If y'all are having conversations, turn your phone on silent, especially if you know that you have people that like to blow you up all times of the day, whether it's your parents, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, whether it's your job. If y'all in the middle of a conversation, especially about your relationship, or if y'all try to spend time, turn your phone off. If it's a freaking emergency and they call, they'll leave a message, or they'll text you, or they'll come by the house. But the last thing you want is to be in the middle of a deep conversation and y'all trying to figure out where y'all going in y'all relationship or what y'all doing in y'all relationship, and then somebody calls that's not important. Now y'all distracted, especially if the motherfucker answered the phone. That's a whole nother argument. Now the quality time is just blown. Because now she got an attitude, he got an attitude, and there's no way of fixing it. Because once attitudes are had, it ain't no bouncing back from it. You can try. Oh, you can try. But no. Once the mood is killed, it's dead. So you have to be mindful of those things, because I ain't gonna front. Quality time for me is like being wrapped up in a warm blanket on a cold winter night. That's how quality time is for me. And if I feel as though, you know what I'm saying, somebody comes in too soon and try to snatch that warmness from me, yeah, I got a whole attitude. Whole attitude. And don't care what nobody has to say about it. I don't. Because, yeah, the quality time that you set aside for me is for me. And that's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should have that time to where you want to reconnect with your mate. It's almost like a recharging of my body and soul. Like, you want to reconnect, stay connected. Because the moment that disconnect happens, depending on what level it's on, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to get back on that level. It really is. Now we're going to mosey on over to the last love language. And that last love language is physical touch. Now, I talked about in the first half that sometimes you can have more than one love language. I definitely do. Physical touch is another love language that I absolutely love. If I had to rate out of all the five love languages, what is my top three? Acts of service would be one. Quality time would be two. Physical touch would be three. All the other stuff, I don't care about no gifts. I really don't care about words of affirmation because I could affirm myself. But those top three, oh, baby, you give me that throughout the day, I will do whatever you want me to. Take that how you want to take it. I will do whatever you want to. But no, love language number five is physical touch. And that's basically when you show affection through touch, not feeling, but through touch. You know, that's when you and your partner be holding hands, kissing, hugging, sitting there close up under each other, you know, looking into each other's eyes, caressing each other. It's just one of those things that, you know, because I've heard some people say that they don't look. If I ever come across a woman that say, "Oh, I just hate being touched," yeah, we can't even talk. At that point, we can't even have a conversation. You trying to get to know me so we can see what's going on? Ain't nothing going on. The moment that you tell me that you do not like being touched in a romantic way, what? See, no. We can't even have a conversation at all. We could be friends. But on a romantic level, no. Because physical touch to me is like eating an ice cream cone on a hot summer day. And I know I've been getting inboxes about my sins and stuff all this tonight. But look, no, because I'm a poet, so I'm very expressive. So, yeah, that's how physical touch would be for me. It would be like eating an ice cream cone on a hot summer day. Like, lick me. Lick me and eat me and make me feel great. So, that, man, look, physical touch is a beautiful thing, you know. Physical touch is one of those things that, you know, y'all could be walking hand in hand in the mall, and if they just let go of your hand and put their hand in your back pocket, you like, "Ooh, okay. Hey, daddy, how you doing?" Like, it would make you feel some type of way. Or, like, if y'all going out to lunch and, you know, let's say y'all sitting side by side. If they see you food while rubbing your thigh, you know you're going to feel some type of way. And men, y'all know y'all the same way. Even though some of y'all be trying to act all hoard and everything, like y'all don't like physical touch, like, "Ooh, don't touch me," blah, 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 blah. No. Women know that y'all like that stuff. Y'all be trying to hide that from y'all boys and things like that, but men like physical touch more than women. Oh, you thought I didn't know that, huh? No, I know. Oh, I definitely know, because it's like, just like I said, me being, I've been around, it's not like I'm fresh off the porch. I've been around the block a time or two. But I digress. It's like when I was on that side of the fence, as us gay girls like to call it, when I was on that side of the fence, yeah, you know, my husband used to love that. He used to love me when I used to, you know, massage his neck, his shoulder, whatever the case may be. Not that I cared to do it, but I knew there was something that he liked it, or whatever the case may be. So that was definitely, he definitely was a physical touch type of person. But the women that I've dated or talked to or had physical contact with, a lot of them, their physical touch came in the forms of, you know, caressing their thigh, their inner thigh, they smaller their back, the back of their neck, their ears. Like, it's so many freaking nerves on the female body that just drive them crazy. And I love it because, you know, that just lets me know that part of their love language is physical touch too. So anytime that I could come across a woman that knows that's what they like, oh, baby, like, we're going to have a good time. But I digress. Physical touch is one of those things where if you're dating someone and they love to kiss and you may not like the kiss because you had a bad experience, it's nothing like having a bad kissing experience with somebody, they just turn you off from kissing it entirely. Because trust, I've had one of those moments. Like, I was talking to this chick, and I don't know whether she had this excessive saliva issue, but yeah, I did not care to kiss her open mouth. That's just nasty. And the same thing for me. No. So it's stop inboxing me, y'all. Y'all know it's true. Y'all know that. No. But yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, if you kiss somebody wrong, that will scar them for life. If you touch somebody wrong, that will also scar them for life and give them PTSD. And PTSD is a real thing when it comes to anything physical. It really is. Like, you can literally kiss somebody wrong and they will not want to kiss nobody ever again. Or either y'all could be making love, and if you do something wrong while y'all making love, they will be very hesitant of wanting to do that ever again. So it's like you have to be careful when it comes to the physical touch, you know. But all I know is, y'all, I have had a ball discussing all these love languages and teaching y'all, you know, what each one is. Because at the end of the day, I feel like when we have these random conversations on Tuesdays, which I know I am two Tuesdays too late because I've gotten inboxes about it. They're like, when you going to have a show about the love languages? Because I know you going to, y'all have to understand something. I don't have it all. When I have these conversations on Tuesdays, I have to be in the right mind space to even talk about it. And then for 2 hours, because if y'all notice some topics that I may not know the most about, I'll talk about it for the first half, and the second half I'll play music. You know, I'll keep it real. I will keep it real. Sometimes I don't know everything about everything. But I will discuss what I do know. And if I feel as though I'm running out of something to say about that topic, I have no problem playing music at all. But it just so happened that this topic is my favorite topic because it's dealing with love. Now, before I get out of here, because I know it's pretty much 15 minutes to one, I'm going to basically tell y'all how to use your love language in your relationship, and then we're going to close out the show. So if you want to build a healthy relationship, you know you have to put the work in. Everybody want a relationship, but don't want to put the work in. You have to tell your partner what makes you feel loved. And we need to show our partner how to love us in ways that they would want to receive it. Also, in the way that we would want to receive it. Because in a relationship, it is a game of give and take, push and pull. So at the end of the day, that's how we can use love language to improve the quality of our relationships and not allow our relationships to become stagnant, stale, and boring. Because one thing about relationships, once it becomes dead, stagnant, stale, everything in between, that's when that you've reached the point of no return. And if you feel as though you want to fix it and you want to work at it and, you know, the hope is there, you better be prepared to put the work in. It's almost like losing weight. You can't lose weight just sitting on your ass. I mean, you could, but you have a lot of loose skin, and who wants that? It's the same thing with love. It's the same thing with relationships. You can't give the bare minimum in your relationship and expect for it to be okay. Because what ends up happening is you end up in a relationship that is boring, y'all going through the motions, you know, you loving each other wrong, y'all communicating wrong, the communication is dry. It's like having toasted bread with no butter or jam or jelly. Like, it's just bland and it's nasty, and you just trying to figure out, how did we get here? Once you get into a relationship to where you looking at that person, you wake up and go to sleep, and you like, I really don't want to be here. That's when you know you reach the point of no return, and you gonna either have to put some very hard work into the relationship to get back on track, or somebody gonna end up letting go, or somebody gonna end up doing something extra that they have no business doing. And whatever the case may be, I don't condone any of it. I don't condone cheating. I don't condone lying about cheating. Whether you omit it, whether you admit it, I really don't care. Cheat. If you gotta cheat on someone to be happy in your relationship, just let that person go find who's for them, and you go find who's for you. But all that extra stuff, like, no. Cheating is exhausting for one. You got to remember lies. You got to remember where you was and who you was with. And now you have to get your friends in on your lies. Sometimes you have that friend that's just waiting for you to fuck up so they can swoop in and fuck your dude or your chick. Like, who wants to deal with that? I sure don't. So, before I get into rambling, we're going to wrap this show up. If you're listening to the playback, I want to thank you for the love and support, because the love and support that y'all show me from listening to my show gives me the motivation that I need to keep it going. Because, you know, sometimes your girl be like feeling unsupported and unloved. And so, you know, when I feel that way, I take a break and then I come back and see if I miss. It's the Virgo in me, I guess. I don't know. But join me tomorrow night for Hyped Up Hump Day. Yes, I'm coming back for Hyped Up Hump Day. We going to turn up and turn out to celebrate making it to the middle of the week, because let's just be honest, everybody wasn't as fortunate to make it to Wednesday, let alone today. And then Thursday, which is technically Friday morning. Join me Friday morning from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. for Late Night Vibes with Raven, where I will give y'all the positive vibes that you need to make it through your third shift or your insomnia moment in time throughout the night. So late night, early mornings is what I love, because I be vamping. So then join me Friday again that night for Club Real Spill, where we come through to start your weekend on a very turned up note. Then Saturday. Oh, Saturday. I love Soulful Saturdays. where I give you 2 hours of spoken word and real soul that is sure to keep your mind ultimately stimulated. This Sunday, I noticed that y'all have been loving Spiritual Sunday, so we will be back Sunday morning, starting promptly at 11 a.m. Spiritual Sunday, make sure if you need to start your week off on a good note, positive vibe, spiritual, in tune, I will be here to give that to you on Sunday. Then, of course, you know, Monday we have 2 hours of Mashed Up Monday. No commercial, uninterrupted music. Just, man, look, you don't know what I'm going to play on Monday. Could be pop, rock, reggae, twerking, rap, hip-hop. You just don't know. Because Mashed Up Monday is Mashed Up Monday. And join me next Tuesday for Raven Random Rant, where we will be discussing lesbian relationships. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows relationships that is lesbian. Like your girl, Raven, knows relationships that's lesbian. Because I've been in one since 2014, off and on. So that should be an interesting topic for next Tuesday. Just like I said, next Tuesday is not going to be for everybody. So if you are homophobic, stay your old hating ass off my Tuesday show. Because the moment that I feel as though things is going to go left, you will get muted. Why? Because it's my show, and I can do that. So, I'm going to leave y'all with my thought of the night. And my thought of the night is this. Respect is given, not earned. So if you expect to be respected in a relationship that you're in, make sure that the respect that you are expecting to earn, that you're willing to give respectfully. So, I know that was a tongue twister, huh? But love, peace, and blessing. Pray before you lay. I love y'all. And good night.
Fucking phone.
every touch don't rub, don't feel every moment. Is that asking for too much? Treat me good, I'll treat you better. Give me high like you my drug. No one's ever got me wetter. I'ma need you here.